Leading the news, Malaysia's Prime Minister says new satellite data has confirmed missing flight 370 crashed into the southern Indian Ocean and there are no survivors. Malaysian Airlines has informed the families of the 239 people on board. An Australian Navy ship is now trying to recover two objects spotted from the air. In other news, wild weather has been wreaking havoc in parts of New South Wales. There's been flash flooding in Sydney and in the south of the state. 23 people have been rescued from the floodwaters and there have been hundreds of calls for help. One man drowned when he was trapped in a stormwater drain. In the US, rescue workers are searching for more than 100 people still missing after a massive landslide in Washington state. The mudslide has destroyed 30 homes in the town of Oso. 8 bodies have been recovered so far and several people have been critically injured. Former federal Labor MP Craig Thompson will be sentenced today. He's been found guilty of defrauding the Health Services Union of more than $24,000. He faces up to 5 years in jail. And Australian journalist Peter Gresta has once again been denied bail as he faces terrorism charges in Egypt. Mr. Gresta and his two Al Jazeera colleagues have been in jail since December, accused of supporting the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood. During this latest court hearing, police witnesses refused to give any details of the actual evidence against the men.